With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
It's time for us to end the Wild West of online activity.
Overwhelming support was seen from both sides of the House as Georgetown MP Perlina McGall-Lumsen tabled a private member's motion asking government to consider banning social media usage by under-16s, what she described as a matter of, quote, national importance.
That this honorable House enact legislation to prohibit the creation, possession, or operations of social media accounts by person under the age of 16, and to impose enforceable statutory obligations on social media platforms operating within our jurisdiction to protect our children.
Ms. McGall-Lumsen stressed the motion is not anti-technology or anti-progress, rather a response to a, quote, rapidly evolving public health and child protection crisis.
It is a declaration that mental health, safety, and the development of our children must take precedence over the commercial interests and profit models of global technologies corporation.
The ban, if implemented by government, would limit access to large-scale algorithm-driven user-to-user platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, X, Facebook, Threads, and similar services to children under the age of 16. Thursday's debate lasted for more than 3 hours.
And you have the acute issue, which is very relevant to the Cayman Islands, of cyberbullying and its connection to youth mental health. This was a topic of conversation at CARICOM. We are not alone.
Mr. Speaker, there's no coincidence that the Youth Parliament, one of the subjects being debated is youth mental health.
Education systems cannot treat social media as an external issue. It has become part of all students' well-being. It has become part of all students' risk. And therein lies that double-edged sword.
The motion passed. While private members' motions allow for debate on important topics, they are generally non-binding on government. Another private member's motion debated in Parliament related to the wearing of masks in public spaces.
We must be honest about the reality on the ground. The Cayman Islands has recently experienced, particularly around the Christmas period, a concerning surge in armed robberies. We are seeing a total masking culture, where perpetrators utilize full head and facial covering to hide their identity.
Mover of the motion, Georgetown MP Kenneth Bryan, asked government to consider amendments to all relevant legislation to restrict public mask wearing by prohibiting the use of non-medical masks and total head coverings in all public spaces, neighborhoods, and commercial establishments nationwide. Mr. Bryan added it would be necessary to distinguish between criminal concealment and medical or occupational necessity. This motion was also met with bipartisan support.
This will make a big change, and we will start to see the way of crime starting to fall down, because those people that are doing bad will not be able to hide behind this.
Wearing face masks for medical purposes has sort of become normalized. You'll see people wearing them on the airplane. If somebody's got the cold, they'll wear one, but you clearly can see and identify who those individuals are.
Considering the work of the Ministry of Home Affairs, we invest a significant amount of the people's money into the national CCTV system that we have around this country, expanding throughout Cayman Brac and moving into Little Cayman to secure our people. But all of that money goes to waste if we can't even identify who's frolicking and gallivanting around our streets.
The motion passed unanimously. Parliament will resume tomorrow at 10 a.m. after today's Youth Parliamentarian Debates, which you can listen to live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. G7 finance ministers are meeting in a crisis session as the world braces for the economic fallout of Donald Trump's war on Iran. They're expected to discuss releasing oil reserves after the price of a barrel passed $100 for the first time in 4 years. African nations, many reliant on oil imports, are feeling the effects of disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. The South African and Egyptian currencies have weakened on inflation fears. Asian countries have scrambled to limit the war's impact on their economies and consumers. Heavy explosions have continued to rock Tehran after Iran named its new supreme leader. Israel said it had begun a new round of wide-scale strikes on Tehran, Isfahan, and southern Iran. BBC News.